United Healthcare's Medicare Solution Podcast Series. I'm Gary Jones, your podcast host. At United Healthcare, we believe our distinctive service sets us apart from the competition. With us today is Andrew Delaney, Senior Vice President for Medicare and Medicaid Customer Service, and Jonathan Smiley from our Navigate for Me program. Andrew, let's start with you. What can members expect when they call us with a question or an issue?
Gary, good to be with you, and thanks for the chance to speak with the team today. In terms of what our members expect, they should expect when they're calling in that the advocate they're talking with is treating them as they would a member of their own family. That's the message that we deliver to all our advocates. And really want to say at the end of the call, would the member you just talked to clearly recommend us to friends and family based on the quality, the compassion, the care, and the way in which we handled the call? We really pivoted our organization several years ago away from the traditional call center metrics of average handle time and get off the call quickly and move on rapidly to the next call. We told our advocates, listen to the member, develop a bond with a member, understand what matters to them, show empathy, show interest, and make sure that you draw out everything that's important to the member and identify things where we actually help them with their healthcare journey by something you uncover during the call. The real key is if they've got two or three issues on the call, make sure all of them are addressed and you don't rush them off the call too quickly. We have information available to our advocates during the call that indicates this member may be available or may be due for a cancer screening or a blood pressure check. And we are encouraging them to go and do that because ultimately our rallying cry within the organization is we save lives. And providing that information to our advocates during the call, having them listen to the member, they can identify this member hasn't had a critical screening done. There's a program that's available to this member they might not have taken advantage of. And by steering the member into that important activity or beneficial program, ultimately we could be saving their life with the program that's offered to them. So that's the core of what we do every day. Take the time on the call, use the data we have available to make sure that we're matching the right programs and benefits to the member and potentially saving their life. A newer part of our program we're really proud of is called Market Line Service Model. And this is taking those great services I've just talked about, time, compassion, data, information, but then layering on top of it a really good geographical knowledge of the area where the member lives, increased understanding and awareness for our advocates on the provider networks, the hospital networks in the area where the member lives. Are there unique benefit programs offered in that area that the advocate should know extra information about? So we're rolling out a market line operating model or a market line service program this year as an additional way to make sure that our members and our advocates truly bond during that call and we're giving the best possible service and the best possible information.
Well, Andrew, that's saying a lot. What really resonated with me was just the whole idea of this representative truly caring for our member, and I love hearing that. So thank you very much for explaining that, because we don't hear that from a lot of companies that we might do business with, so I appreciate hearing that. I understand that United Healthcare's service is recognized as best in class. Tell me more about what that really means.
Sure, Gary. So the way we think about it, when we talk about it within our organization, is we view ourselves as the most compassionate service organization in all of healthcare. So how do we go about that? How do we maintain that best-in-class distinction? Well, you know, first and foremost, as I mentioned a moment ago, is that focus on compassion. Are you really understanding what the member needs, not just focusing exclusively on the task at hand and getting it done as quickly as possible, but is this a member who's lonely, who just needs to talk to someone? Is this a member who's excited about something that's happened with a grandchild or a family member and wants to take the opportunity to share that with someone because they're proud of it and it's something that's a positive for them and opens up the door to more in-depth and more productive conversation with with the advocate would ultimately help identify something we could help remember with. So, you know, showing compassion, showing caring is really key. And then taking that in and realizing that not every member we talk to is the same. Sounds very basic, but we have got members in their mid-60s who are new to Medicare, who are active and very technically savvy, maybe open to a range of the digital portal options that we've got available or a mobile application, and understanding, hey, this is something you can suggest to the member and help them understand that we have a wide range of services for interacting with us. You know, they can get their service and benefits administered from UnitedHealthcare through a variety of channels. If we're talking to a member who's in their 90s, it's much more about that phone call, speaking carefully, speaking slowly, understanding their frame of reference, the fact they may not be as comfortable with technology, and that we need to be doing everything we can, all the heavy lifting for the member. Self-service is probably something that I'm interested in, and that's why we have best-in-class advocates available to serve them. And you know, what I've been talking about is sort of the more routine, you know, service questions, a question about a benefit statement or a question about a prior authorization, for example. But we also realize that we have some very high-need groups of members that we work with. These are members who are experiencing chronic health events such as diabetes or congestive heart failure, obstructive pulmonary disease, or even members who've had a cancer diagnosis or they've had a cardiac event. So they're either going through a chronic event, which is going to last potentially many years, maybe lifelong, that needs assistance, or they've got this episodic situation, a surgery, an accident, a cancer, a cardiac event that needs assistance. In both those situations, the members need navigation. They're encountering this event they've never seen before, a condition they've known little or nothing about, and they need a trusted advisor, a single point of contact who will help them through this journey. So that's the key to our navigation program, is realizing that, you know, there are some very high needs, at-risk members in our population. How do we provide them this navigation service at their highest point of need? And I know that Jonathan is with us today from our navigation program. We'll be sharing a little bit more detail of how we actually work with these members to guide them through these events, but give them the reassurance that UnitedHealthcare is here to explain how the process is going to work, guide them through it, and answer questions they've got, and emerge successfully on the other side of the event in a much better place. And so, Gary, fundamentally, our service organization is a strong partner in care with our sales agents. We are there to make sure that any of the needs that you have for your members are taken care of. And one example of that is I just talked about our great navigation capabilities. We're really excited that with the sales season, we're actually launching the capability where if you see a member who has a navigation need, you can actually refer them to us as a candidate for the program. And there's actually information out on the Jarvis tool about how to refer someone into navigation if you see, and what conditions qualify as you're working with members through the sales process. So we appreciate the partnership and the opportunity to share our mission and statement and direction with you guys today.
Thank you, Andrew, for letting us know how this program works and where agents can find resources to help them understand the program better. This program and the support it provides our members reinforces our partners and care relationships.
Speaking of support, UnitedHealthcare offers personalized support to vulnerable members through customer navigation. This program pairs a service navigator, often a nurse, as a dedicated resource to members and caregivers facing serious health issues like cancer or after an acute hospital stay when follow-up care is critical. With us now is Jonathan Smiley, one of our service navigators in Irving, Texas. Jonathan, how are you doing today?
I'm great. I want to thank you for having me with y'all today.
You're welcome. Thank you for being here. Jonathan, tell us, how is your role different than a traditional one in customer service?
Traditional customer service, you expect to call in and somebody picks up the phone and they give you that dry monotone voice. UnitedHealthcare really embraces their employees to really push us and teaches us the values to really handle the customers on a one-on-one basis. So I would love to tell you that there's a big difference between customer service and service navigation. But even when I started as a customer service rep, it was one call at a time and every need at a time. And it slowly has evolved from being just an advocate into becoming a navigator. And so the biggest difference, I would say, is you have a single point of contact. It's you with the member, and you're building those relationships with the member. So when they call back, they're not calling back to that number on the back of their card. They get a direct line with an extension and a voicemail to call you back directly. And you really get to spend the time and grow through compassion with the member, giving them that one-on-one touch. It's crazy, because how many people do you think are listening to this podcast right now?
So many people are listening to this podcast right now, Jonathan. You're so right.
Want to have 450,000 members this year. It's really important to try to get as many members helped through our navigation plan as we can. It's a big thing for UnitedHealthcare to build those relationships with members and bring them in.
I do know, and I hear where you're coming from, and I appreciate what you're saying. In fact, what I'm going to ask you to do is to give us an example of a relationship that you have and the types of things you do on behalf of the member.
Okay. Now, I can't give you their names, but I would like to say my first member that I embraced as a navigator. We have an outstanding relationship. We developed a bond. And see, earlier you had talked about being paired with a nurse. Well, I'm one of the clinical-led service navigators, which means I have a nurse paired with me. And so the nurse kept telling me, because she was calling and checking on him too, of how much he was just tickled pink with everything. Through the time of being with this member, we have helped him set up his life alert. We helped him find a nephrologist, a cardiologist, a new primary care physician. We're putting in the grievances against a primary care physician because they weren't taking care of the member's health like what the member expected. This member, the list really goes on, but as of recent, we've been working on the last month and a half, I would say, on getting him a powered wheelchair. We call it DME, but it's durable medical equipment. It's not always the easiest to get for the members. And so you're doing a lot of work behind the scenes with contacting providers back and forth for them to get stuff set up. So that's just one of my members. I've got another member right now that I'm also working on. I think he called me yesterday, and his diabetic supplies, they're charging him for diabetic supplies. And not to drag you through all the ins and outs, there's a part, you know, you have your Medicare Part B, you got your Medicare Part D. And so some items fall on Part B, which is, you know, your facilities and stuff like that. And then some items fall on Part D, which is going to be like prescription drugs and all that. Well, this one item is falling on Part D, but the claim's not being processed properly. And so I'm calling to the providers, making sure they know, hey, we need to change it this way and that way, and for the answers. So there's a lot of different stuff that we can do, but the bottom line is we're going to build the relationship. We want to be just like your doctor. We want to be a household name. We want to be a part of the family. So when that question comes up, you can say, hey, where's Jonathan? I need to ask him about a claim. I need to ask him why I'm getting billed this. Or I wonder if this is covered for me. You know, I wonder if I can go get some chiropractic or acupuncture or what is covered.
Jonathan, that's really exciting to hear, because not only leads into the values that we have as an organization with relationships and compassion and innovation, it also speaks very much to how much of a partnership in care we do have with our members. And so I want to thank you so much, Jonathan, for all that you do. Just a reminder to our agents, you can refer a member or a prospective member for navigation consideration if they meet one of the following criteria: cancer diagnosis, a new diagnosis within the last 60 days, or a cardiac event, heart attack or stroke within the last 30 days, or musculoskeletal, which would be hip and or knee joint replacement surgeries, a recent fall, or chronic back pain. If the member meets these criteria, you can refer to them by calling Tier 1 customer service. The phone number is on the back of the member ID card. Please note, a member cannot enroll themselves. Now, for more information, search navigation on Jarvis. Thank you for listening, and happy selling.